It's showtime, folks!
Ooh, so this is the thanks I get for working overtime.
Overtime!
Good evening and welcome into the fan-run studios of Fox Sports Knoxville. Overtime is clocking in on your Thursday at 6:01, taking you up till 8 o'clock tonight, riding with you while you ride out your Thursday evening this Friday Eve, the end of the week, tomorrow. I can smell it.
Let's go.
I can almost taste it. My taste buds getting very excited. The mouth is watering. Is quickly approaching. I'm just getting hungry, period, right now.
Yeah, it sounds like you're just hungry, Tanner.
Shouldn't do that. I should not do that. I'll learn better.
It is dinner time.
It is. I'm your host, Tanner Carson, who's very hungry, as always. We got AJ Cook in the house right across from me here on this table here, this table of banter and debate. And as always, up in his usual spot, the producer's perch. Got Cole McCormick. Cole, how are you doing, sir?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic.
Are you excited? You graduate tomorrow morning.
Yeah, I know. I'm pumped.
Hey, congratulations, man.
Thank you.
Gets that big old journalism degree.
Yeah.
He becomes an official Big J journalist.
I'm a Big J journalist.
What time is it tomorrow?
9 a.m.
Yeah, I remember mine being very early.
Yep.
Man, it sucked.
Yeah, it does.
Whatever you do, don't lose your tassel. Like I did. I dropped my tassel.
Oh, no.
Dropped my tassel walking to TVA. Thank goodness I realized that I was able to backtrack my steps real quick and pick it up.
Okay.
That would have been awkward. Would have been awkward when it's time to graduate and I don't have a tassel to move.
Please grab your tassel and move it to the left.
Like, oh, no, I can't graduate now.
Oh, no.
If it makes you feel any better, I didn't realize you had to register for graduation, like, to walk.
Oh, no.
8 months in advance. I looked it up, like, 3 months in advance. Didn't get the walk.
Hey, oh, so, no.
Very sad. Oh, no pictures, nothing.
Oh, no. You hate to see it.
To be fair, that picture is overrated.
Very.
They send you back there with a fake rolled up diploma, and you just take a picture with it because, like, your real one's not going to arrive till like, 3 weeks.
Mid-January.
Right. Yeah, something like that. It took forever for my actual $30,000 piece of paper to arrive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just guesstimating. I don't know that's how much it actually cost me.
It's probably about right.
I still owe a few thousand in loans, so I'm probably right.
Mm.
But Cole, man, graduating comes with a lot of privileges. Mm-hmm. You don't have to worry about parking every day at UT anymore. You don't have to worry about walking up and down the hills every day. You don't have to worry about your assignments.
Mm. Oh, good.
Papers.
Mm.
Group projects.
That's the worst. I don't know about y'all, but that is the one thing I hate the most.
Like group projects?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because honestly, I'm not a big people person. And I just don't want to work with other people, especially ones I don't like.
Cole just sits down group projects and he looks at everybody and it's like, I hate you all. I wish all of you were dead.
I'm just
probably not that extreme.
I'm just throwing daggers when we're at meetings. Like, oh.
But you don't have to worry about that. If you ever find yourself walking on the PEB walkway again, you can step on the seal.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm ready.
You can step on the seal without worry because for those of you who either don't know or who did not go to UT, if you step on the seal while you are an undergrad, it's been told that it's basically a bad luck charm.
Mm-hmm.
It means you won't graduate.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you see people avoiding the seal. But Cole don't have to worry about that anymore. He can stomp right all over it.
Oh, I'll run right across it.
So did you ever step on it?
No.
You never stepped on it. So you're graduating
See,
early.
See, exactly. It's proof.
Wow.
It is proof.
Congratulations. Look at
you. I've been making that awkward kind of lean turn around it for
the
years.
Swerve around it.
Yeah. I almost did one time. I was walking to Hodges, and I had my earbuds in, and I was down on my phone, you know, doing this. And at the last second, I saw the seal. You know, because it's a different color than the bricks.
Oh, yeah.
I saw it. I was like, woohoo! And I just made the biggest loop all the way around.
Nice.
You were that close.
Oh, I was that close.
To not graduating.
Yeah.
AJ, did you ever step on the seal?
I stepped on the seal and graduated a semester late. So that, there you go. So real.
We have two examples of anecdotal evidence it's cursed.
It's a trend. I mean, it's just fact at this point.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, congratulations to you, Cole. So, of course, let's give a round of applause.
Oh, thank you. Mm.
So, yeah, don't expect you to be on the show tomorrow anyway. And, of course, you're not going to. You got the family coming in.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing? Staying up in the cabin?
Yeah.
That's what you said.
Yeah, staying up in Pigeon Forge for the weekend.
Nice.
That'd be fun.
Nice. Man, that's one thing I've yet to do. Stay up in the cabin in the Smokies.
Oh, it's fun. It's God's country, man.
Man, yeah, it is. Beautiful out there.
It's nice.
Need to do that. So enjoy that, sir. Going to go ahead and tell you in advance, there will be no overtime tomorrow. For a lot of reasons. One, not going to have enough people to help me out here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dear.
And two, I'm going to have a full day tomorrow. I'll be back here bright and early. Not only am I closing the station tonight, I'll be one of the first people here tomorrow.
Atta baby.
I will be producing Three and Out.
Oh, okay.
I'll be riding along with the Godfather Nate Hodges and the Vol Rumor Mill Houston Crest.
Nice. Mm.
Then me and AJ, we're going to go over to Knoxville Stone Interiors around lunchtime, do our monthly Periscope broadcast with the great Kelly Milligan of Knoxville Stone Interiors. Going to break down break down a lot of the Memphis game on Saturday for the basketball team. Talk about the offensive coordinator search, I guess, or the lack thereof. Whatever. We'll say something about it, I guess, to satisfy the people. And once we do that, I guess I'll have like a little break. 3 o'clock, I'll be back here again. I will be producing The Drive. They will be out at National RX.
What a saint.
The grind don't stop, man.
You know what, man? I put on for my city. I put on for Fan Run Radio.
Yeah,
baby.
I put on for my station.
Oh, there you go. Oh, yeah. Station.
I do it.
Put on.
If only anyone else here could work half as hard as I do.
Mm-hmm.
Man, we'd be doing so much better. We're already doing pretty good. I don't really believe that. We all work hard here. Brandon works on vacation. Got a lot of other people on vacation and everything too, man. It happens. Mm-hmm. It's okay. I'll step up to the plate. I give my all for Fan Run Radio. Mm. I'll tap the damn sign.
Sure. Right. There you go.
That's right.
So, yeah, whether you are listening in the morning, looking out Periscope around lunchtime or listening in the afternoon, you're either going to hear or see me at some point. Mm. I will be omnipresent.
Sure. Tomorrow. There you go.
So, be listening, man. We'll be listening.
Not wait. Let's get to the matters at hand here, gentlemen. I mean, man, be honest with you, it's offensive coordinator search. I've said it all week. I'm done caring.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And it's especially hard to care when the rumor mill isn't churning like it used to.
Yep.
When the reports start coming out. When it looks like, and Austin Price backed up too. Austin Price FallQuest backed it up by saying, Pruitt's going to wait until after the early signing period, National Signing Day, less than a week away before anything's official.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that you thought would not be happening when the search first started.
I mean, buddy, I remember talking about it 2-3 weeks ago here.
It's still going on.
Oh, my God.
It's still going on.
I don't even know if we can call it a coaching search. I think it's just a coaching vacancy.
I'm so worried we're going to get a high school coach in here.
It's going to be Rush Probst. We're going to trot Rush Probst out there with Pruitt and Will Friend, and that's going to be the end of the Pruitt era.
Right after he lost the state title game last night and only put up 13 points.
We're going to trot him and both of his families out there.
Rush Probst is a great high school football coach. Let's not try to give any validity to the fact that he could be an OC candidate. I know that name's been thrown out. There's a rumor. We had fun talking about that yesterday and his two families.
Yeah.
To be fair, he has one family now. He has one family now.
So you think.
One family now, just two different sets of kids. Seven total. Seven hungry mouths to feed.
Rush, come on, buddy. Do better.
He's trying to. I read that article that was published a few years ago. He's trying to do better, trying to trying to redeem himself, his second chance at Colquitt County High School down there in South Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Could have won his third state title at Colquitt County last night. Came up just short.
Mm.
Did either of you happen to watch any of that?
Not at all.
I had no plans on it, but a lot of people were talking about it, and a lot of people were talking about the quality of the broadcast.
I started to say, I heard, was it the good? Only thing I heard about it was it looked like an NFL game.
Crystal.
Really?
Clear.
Was it
like, high definition TV.
Was it on TV or just like the internet?
It was on both.
Wow.
Of course, it was all throughout the state of Georgia, but you can watch it on a link. Online. They played in Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Really?
It wasn't filled up. I mean, it's a high school game, but still, like the overall quality of the broadcast is incredible. It's just a different world down there. And, I was watching state title games in Tennessee on Facebook. Kind of not the best quality.
Yeah. Yeah.
Playing out in Cookeville.
Yeah, it's bad news.
Oh, we got some good news coming here. AJ Cook, give me some good news. Cole McCourt, go over to the Fox Sports Knoxville.
We're going to the desk.
Breaking news desk. No. It does not have to do with an offensive coordinator, mind you.
Okay.
If it did, I'd have a much different time. You know what, AJ? You go ahead and say it. Break the news because you showed it to me.
It's just coming across the timeline here on Twitter. Joe Doyle has apparently been named to the USA Today Freshman All-American team.
Let's go!
Punter you, baby!
Let's go!
Punter you!
Joe Doyle rules!
Joe Doyle.
Yes!
Let's go!
He was a Ray Guy Award semifinalist.
Mm.
Now he's getting that recognition he deserves. Let's go!
Punter you, baby.
Even when Tennessee is in the darkest depths of its history, when the offensive coordinator search looks like less of a search and more like a journey through the desert for 40 years.
Yeah.
Biblical stuff.
Yeah.
At least you can depend on your punters.
Every time we try to walk away, we just try to leave them. The punters, they just keep bringing us back.
Just when I thought I was out, Joe Doyle pulled me back in.
Him and that golden leg. Oh, man.
Congrats to Joe Doyle in all seriousness. Hell of a punter.
Oh, yeah. He allowed 9 returns this year.
Yeah.
That's insane.
That's pretty good. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Wow.
Not like there is any worry about it, but the punter position. In safe hands, or should I say legs?
Hey,
for the future.
Safe leg.
You're very safe clever. Legs.
Not really, but thank you.
That was a good try. I liked it.
It's like the biggest news of the day. Like literally the biggest Tennessee news of the day right there.
It's been a slow
day. Our punter being named to the all-freshman team.
This is USA Today. This is what's going on in Knoxville right now.
Can we hang a banner?
Hang the
freshman
banner.
Freshman All-American punter. Let's go. This is all we got. We don't have an OC.
This is interesting. He is the 8th Tennessee freshman to earn freshman All-American honors the past 6 years. Anyone care to guess some of the others?
Derek Barnett.
Okay.
I know this year. Who was just named this year? Oh, yeah, Bryce Thompson.
Thompson.
Oh, they're not including this year on this list that I'm looking at.
Previous years.
Yep.
So freshman All-Americans?
Freshman All-Americans.
Eric Berry? Is he one of them?
Evan Berry. Past 6 years. Yes. Past 6 years.
Oh, Evan Berry. Okay.
Cam Sutton. Okay.
Missing an obvious one.
Josh Dobbs.
Nope.
No, he wouldn't have been. I missed
obvious. Obvious. Oh, Trey Smith.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, last year.
And then you got Marquez North, Jayshon Robertson, and Chance Hall.
Okay. Probably wouldn't have guessed those three.
Yeah. Marquez North. Yeah.
He
kind of faded off.
He had a good freshman season. He had very a good sad. South Carolina game. And that's all he had.
And that catch against Georgia.
Well, yeah, he had a catch against Georgia.
Really
too,
good
sure.
catch against Georgia.
Even though we lost.
Whatever happened to Marquez North? I wonder what happened to that.
Didn't he try to go to the league and just not make it? He tried to leave as a junior and just.
He did leave early.
Faded away.
Didn't work out.
No.
Did not work out.
This says he's with the Rams.
Really?
Wow. Hmm.
Practice squad?
Probably.
Okay, he's getting an NFL paycheck.
That's right.
Okay, good for you, Marquez North.
That's what you want to call the practice. No, 2016 was with the Rams. Yikes.
Oh, damn. Oh.
Yikes.
How about now? He's in Canada. Is he going to try out for the Alliance of American Football in the spring?
Maybe. The Wikipedia page runs out June 20th, 2017. He was waived. Yikes.
Is he still alive?
Hope so.
Bless him.
Yeah, let's hope so.
Hope so.
Oh, man.
Punter you, baby.
Yeah. Shout out to Joe Doyle. Shout out to Joe Doyle. If nothing else positive happens for the rest of the day, we will always have Punter U.
Yeah.
And Joe Doyle.
Yep.
That is for sure. Up against it here in this first segment of the show, plenty of good stuff rolling along your way here on this Thursday evening. 865-546-8200. Get on the McKinney Team phone line with us. You are listening to Overtime on Fox Sports Knoxville. We will be right back. Yeah, sing it, AJ.
I got it.
rocking out to Good Charlotte here. Y'all need.
I never want to be just like you.
There you go.
I can't remember the words.
Y'all need to quit hating on Patrick Mahomes like that, man. Hating on his looks.
He does look like a high schooler. He really does. Probably going to win the MVP.
Got a youthful appearance, man. That's going to help him later in life, man, when he's still looking like a kid when he's like 40. He's got that great complexion going on.
No, his dad played for the Twins. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I knew he played baseball. I didn't know he played for the Twins.
Yeah, that he did. What was he, a pitcher? You know, he quit laughing at him,
he
man.
He just looks like a kid, man.
That's your MVP right there. And even as a fan of a team in the same division, divisional rival, I can still acknowledge that.
He's looks a beast.
He looks like he just skipped, like, gym.
Yeah, he doesn't play like it, though.
No, he does not. No, he does not.
Absolute magician out there on the field. Good thing we're talking about the Chiefs here. That gives me a good segue into talking about this amazing VFL news. Coming across the wire today, Mr. Eric Berry. Mm. He's back.
Yeah. Eric Berry.
First time since week one of 2017, Eric Berry is back in action for the Kansas City Chiefs. Mm. You'll see him tonight.
Let's go.
Are you done? You done clapping?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay, cool.
Sorry, I was going to start it back up. Sorry.
It's okay. But Chiefs take on the Chargers tonight. Very pivotal matchup. Pivotal matchup between a couple of fantastic teams out there in the AFC West. Eric Berry, he is going to be starting tonight, too.
Oh, well, he better.
Going to be starting tonight, taking on the Chargers. This news was first broken by Mr. Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network. And he's been slowly working his way back in there, getting back in from being limited in practices to eventually being a full contributor during practice.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's back. He's ready to go. Fighting back from another injury, man.
Yeah.
Had so many.
Yeah.
And what was this one? He was getting back from torn Achilles.
Yep.
Because mm-hmm. he's had Achilles, he's at ACL. Of mm-hmm. course, his battle with cancer.
Yeah, leukemia.
Kicked its ass.
Yep.
Kicked all other asses.
Yeah.
He's back again. Oh, the veteran, multi-time Pro Bowler. He's back. And, man, maybe a could this be another key in the Chiefs having a long run the postseason? Has this been something that defense has been missing?
I mean, I don't see why not.
Because I guarantee you, if Eric Berry is out there starting when they played the Rams, they don't put 54 on them.
No.
Not to say that the Rams wouldn't have had a good offense, but not 54 points.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, Eric, he might be the piece that the Chiefs have just been really missing so far this season. I mean, I believe we talked about it a couple months ago. Not only is he just a great talent back there in the defensive backfield, he's the leader of the defense and possibly like the leader of the team. So when you have your leader back, everybody out there on defense, everybody on the team is just going to play better. It's just how it goes. So yeah, he could be the missing link. He could, I don't know. I don't think it all depends on his performance. I think it's more of just him being there back with the guys is probably going to be more of a factor than if he, you know, has an interception or two or makes the most tackles or whatever.
Yeah, it never hurts when you bring back a five-time Pro Bowler in the middle of the season, right when playoffs are about to roll around.
Yeah.
Oh, not at all, because it's just like any other end of season going into postseason. Even if you've been playing well all year like the Chiefs have, you want to make sure your best ball is being played right now.
For sure.
You want to hit that peak. You want to hit your stride. Does not hurt to have that piece back there in the secondary. Don't expect Eric Berry to play about every snap tonight.
No.
Say he's going to give him Andy Reid's going to give him a reduced workload.
Good.
But it's going to be great to see number 29 back there, man.
Mm-hmm.
God, when he's on top of his game, man, he's unbelievable.
He's the best. He's the best.
Do we still consider him y'all's favorite VFL in the NFL right now, or has Alvin Kamara?
In the NFL right now, yeah.
Or has Kamara taken that?
No. Now, for me, EB, he's taken over the status that Peyton had.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I agree. Ever since I heard Barry actually gained weight after chemotherapy,
that's amazing.
Not even human. I mean, Kamara's a very close second.
But. Yeah, when Peyton was in the league, you know, we still had Witten, even though this is just his first season gone. But we had Witten, we had Eric, we had all these other guys. But
all
still,
the Colquitts.
All the Colquitts, mm-hmm. Yeah. But, I mean, it was still Peyton. And now it's still Eric. I mean, yeah, Kamara's doing good. Who else is still out there? I can't even – Barnett, even though he's injured, he's done well so far. But, no, Eric Berry, as long as he's playing, he's always going to be the top VFL, in my opinion.
I agree. No, I agree.
Yeah, which is fair, and I'm always going to root for Eric to do well, even if he plays for a rival of my pro team.
Mm-hmm.
I can look past that. I can separate that. Yeah, him and Kamara for me are basically 1A and 1B.
Sure.
In terms of who I root for.
True. Yeah.
Man, I just loved Kamara ever since like he was at UT. One of the most explosive players I've ever personally seen play the sport of football.
Sure, yeah.
And his quick ascent to national popularity—it's been something to watch. I mean, he has his own Airhead flavor.
Yeah.
For God's sake, with his face on the wrapper.
He's a lovable guy.
Plays with the grill and the nose piercing.
Oh, I love it.
What's not to like?
All the jewelry. It seems like he's friends with every popular rapper. Like, God, he was in a Drake video.
I'd want to be friends with him.
It's like he's best friends with all the Migos, I think.
Yeah, really close with
Migos. Yeah, he like grew up with them or something.
I've heard the same thing. I've heard people say that he was like actually cousins with them, but then I heard other people just say like they actually grew up together but just really close friends.
Because I want to say they all knew each other in high school in Atlanta
I think
or something
so.
Crazy like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I think so. Something like that.
Small world, man.
He just, I mean, who wouldn't want to be around Alvin Kamara, though? I mean, just put away his football ability. Just him as, like, a person, his personality. It's fantastic.
It's fantastic, and that's the same for Eric Berry.
Sure, yeah.
I've met Eric Berry. I had the pleasure of interviewing Eric Berry.
Oh, you lucky.
Back, I only asked him one question, but there was, like, three other people asking questions. It was back in my Rock Solid Sports days.
Okay.
He came in... He was doing some type of charitable work. I think this was – when was this? Spring 2017, I think is when it was, sometime like that. But, yeah, came in, him and a couple of, like, his management people and everything. But, yeah, it was no fanfare or anything like
cool,
that.
Dude.
Just came in, shook everyone's hand, said, hey, man, I'm Eric. And I'm thinking in my mind, I was like, yeah, I know.
That's fantastic. I stare at your poster on my wall every night, Eric.
I don't have an Eric Berry poster.
Hanging over his bed.
Yeah. It's intimidating to meet somebody like that.
Oh, yeah.
It is. Like, I had to be professional. I'm like, yeah, I'm Tanner. It comes out as like, Tanner. Which I'm sure he's used to that.
Yeah.
It's just, but, man, friendly dude. Amazing dude. Yeah. Wish the best for all of our VFLs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a popularity contest or anything.
No,
but
no.
At the end of the day, man, amazing stuff to see Eric Berry back on the field tonight. Catch them on TV. Of course, if you won't be able to watch, we will have the call of that. Westwood One's coverage will be on FM 105.7 and AM 1340 here on the Fox Sports Knoxville platforms. We have to take this next break here, 865-546-8200. You're listening to Overtime here on Fan Run Radio. Oh, Elton John. Nothing better than Elton. The GOAT, that's for sure. Oh, getting in the Christmas spirit here on Overtime. Rolling along here, 865-546-8200. That is your number for the McKinney Team phone lines. The McKinney Team with Keller Williams defines success with one measurement, and that is the satisfaction of their clients. And if you aren't left with a positive experience, then, well, they haven't done their job. The Knoxville housing market is as hot as it's ever been, and you need a team of professionals in your corner fighting for you. Go visit ZillowKnoxville.com to browse all their listings. You can also learn more about the wonderful Knoxville housing market. Their number is 865-548-8267. That's the McKinney team with Keller Williams Realty. As we roll along here on this Thursday edition of the show, we're talking about pro football. In the last time we talked about looking forward to a Thursday night football match tonight. AJ, I talked to you about this interesting piece that ESPN's Outside the Lines put out, having to do with pro sports, specifically pro sports venues.
Mm-hmm.
You ever considered just how nasty your favorite team's venue may be? You ever just really think about it?
I mean, you don't really put much thought into it, but even at Neyland Stadium, like, most people get some sort of food when they go to Neyland Stadium, some sort of drink when they go to Neyland Stadium. Sporting events where you can get beer? Are you kidding me? You got to get a beer.
And if you don't do that, you'll be using the bathrooms. You'll be using those utilities there.
Don't really think about the health inspectors going through there, do you?
No, but just like restaurants, these venues have to be inspected. And these venues get these reports that are available to the public. So Outside the Lines compiled just how clean or dirty every venue in all four of the major North American sports leagues are. And like I said, this is all the big four. So this is every NFL stadium, your arenas that host NBA games, NHL games, and MLB stadiums, of course. So looking at it talks about violation rates. And
it also goes into detail what the violations are, by the way.
Oh,
so to give you an idea just what they base these percentages on before we get into them, it says that inspections at some stadium venues turned up a higher percentage of trouble spots than at others. Here are the three venues that had the highest and lowest percentages of outlets where inspectors found at least one or more high-level violations. So it's looking at... before it gives, the breakdown of the best and the worst, and looked at all the venues, and it says, here are the total venues by violation rate. So 0 to 25%, that's the gold area. That's the venues that had the least amount of health-related violations, anything that could be risky for fans that come into their arenas or stadiums, what have you. 37. So 37 are in good graces. 25 to 50% range, 41. The 50 to 75% range. That's where it's getting a little more nasty. Oh, a little more violations. 22.
Ugh.
75% or more, just 7.
Oh, wow.
So there's only 7, but that's kind of alarming, though.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
So let's get down to the nastiest.
Now, is this just pro stadiums, you said?
This is all every venue for the big four sports. North American sports.
Okay.
Leagues.
It's so broken down into MLB, NBA, NFL, NHL. Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Here's the dirtiest period
okay.
of every single league. The highest amount of violations, 92%.
Oh!
They got 92% rate.
Oh, no.
Take a guess. I'll give you a hint.
Give me the sport.
NBA.
Oh, goodness. Pistons?
You're very close. It's not it, though.
Bulls?
No.
When
I say close, I mean, at least the Pistons' old home, Palace of Auburn Hills, is second. I don't think they play there anymore. I'm pretty sure they play at Little Caesars Arena, the new one downtown Detroit, where the Red Wings play. Okay, East Coast. East Coast NBA.
Celtics?
No, South. It's a team in the South.
Charlotte?
Yes.
Charlotte.
The Spectrum Center in Charlotte, North Carolina. 92% violation rate.
What are you doing, MJ?
Nasty.
What are we doing, MJ?
Nasty.
MJ out here gambling with people's health. Man.
I mean.
Unbelievable.
Gambling. Oh. Oh.
Hey, anybody.
AJ.
Anybody. Oh, anybody.
You cheeky bastard. Oh, that was a good one. That was a good one.
But looking at this, 25 total outlets in that arena, 23 had high-level violations.
Oh.
That's disgusting.
Good Lord.
Wow.
What are you doing, Spectrum Center?
92%.
I know what they're doing. Nothing.
Hey.
Yeah.
Well, here, we've got a breakdown of what they're doing. We got beer leaking. We have bare hand issues.
Ooh.
And we have bad food prep.
Bare hand issues, you say?
Ugh.
So disgusting. Ugh.
Good Lord.
Bare hand issues.
Inspectors saw multiple bartender stations with no options to place cocktail garnishes without touching them by hand.
Oh!
Wow.
Oh.
Wow, that's an image.
Getting like a rum and coke, you want a little lime in there? It's like, okay, my hand's been touching everything. Here you go.
Not there, I don't. That's awful.
It's worth noting that here's some venues without enough vendor data. That includes Capital One Arena in Washington, D.C., the Toyota Center in Houston, Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, which I would think a brand new stadium, they're probably not going to be high on the list.
Yeah.
I mean, they got Chick-fil-A there, for God's sake.
Yeah, it's true.
They better be clean.
It's true.
And the Bell Center up in Montreal, where the Canadiens play.
Mm.
The two behind the Spectrum Center for the highest violation rates, already mentioned, the Palace of Auburn Hills.
Mm-hmm.
And third, the American Airlines Center in Dallas.
Okay.
The Mavs and the Stars.
Okay. Huh.
Great. 83.08%.
Dude.
That's great. Rick Butler, your Dallas Mavericks. What are they doing?
What are we doing, Rick?
No.
What are we doing?
I blame Rick.
These are bad violations, too.
The three, before we get into that, three lowest violation rates. So here are the cleanest.
Okay.
Number three, NRG Stadium in Houston, home of the Texans, 4.44%.
Okay.
Two, State Farm Arena, formerly known as Phillips Arena, where the Hawks play.
Okay.
Number one, take a guess. It's an NBA arena. It's a very relevant NBA arena.
Madison Square Garden?
No, out on the West Coast.
Staples Center?
North.
I don't know any.
It's Oracle, where the Warriors play.
Oh, Oracle, okay.
1.12%.
Really?
Extremely clean. Which is surprising. Oracle's very old.
Isn't that in San Francisco?
Oakland.
Oakland?
They're about to move back to San Francisco next season.
Okay.
Everybody's leaving Oakland.
Yeah. I don't blame them.
I don't blame them either.
AJ, get into some of these specific violations, though. So where are we starting? We go into American Airlines Center? We go into Palace of Auburn Hills? Where are we starting?
So we'll start with the American Airlines Center, where the three violations of note they have here. Insects present around the bar area at one location.
Oh, God!
We have a contaminated ice machine. Inspector suggested the vendor unplug it, empty it, clean it, and sanitize it as soon as possible. And here we go. We ready? We ready for the last one?
Let's do it.
Moldy strawberries.
Oh!
My goodness.
Well, first of all, why are you getting fruit? I would not want to get fruit at a sporting venue anyway.
Who's getting strawberries at a game?
Nobody. They're all moldy. My goodness.
It's a strawberry Jell-O mold. Hold the Jell-O.
God, dude, that's so gross.
For all you Titans fans out there, though, you're not safe. You're not safe. They got the third highest level violations of all NFL stadiums.
66%.
Oh, that's no.
Let me read off these violations here.
This first one's my favorite.
Oh, no.
Outside the lines says, sweaty cook.
Let's go.
Inspectors observed a, quote, gentleman sweating over a fry basket during a September 11, 2016 inspection.
Oh, no.
At the same concession stand, inspectors saw an employee handle cash and then food with bare hands.
Oh.
And an employee drinking a drink before making food with the same gloves on. Inspectors found 5 critical and 4 non-critical violations. Toxins near chicken. An inspector saw toxins stored next to chicken strips at a facility on September 10th, 2017. And then finally here, raw egg storage. Inspectors saw raw eggs stored over other foods, presenting the potential for contamination August 27th, 2017. Of 149 total outlets inspected, 98 had high-level violations. Nissan Stadium!
Go Titans.
What are you doing? You need to tighten up that food safety.
Hey.
Yeah.
Oh, man, we're on point tonight. Let's go.
We really are. Man, oh, man. Man.
And the Preds aren't any better.
They're not.
They're also about a third.
Before we get to the Preds, though, so Nissan Stadium, the third worst in the NFL. The top two, though, I mean, Nissan staying with the 65.77% violations, pretty bad, but 1 and 2 have 82% and then 80%.
Mm.
The two worst stadiums, what's going on in Charlotte, North Carolina? Bank of America Stadium's number one, 82.61%.
I don't know, that's odd.
Mile High Stadium in Denver, 80%.
Hmm.
Coming at number two. AJ, tell me what's wrong with the Bridgestone.
Well,
and I'm wearing my Preds shirt and everything, man.
Oh no!
I hate to hear it. I just went to Bridgestone to see the Foo Fighters not that long ago.
Oh no!
I thought it looked great. I think I was at that same show actually. I thought it looked great.
I'm pretty sure we were.
But we got 61.4% all had high level violations per inspection in Bridgestone Arena. We have meat storage. Raw hamburger and bacon were stored on top of a pickle bucket, and milk used for soft serve ice cream. Okay. Flying insects.
Oh, no.
Nice. Insects around a clogged sink. Gross. And beef storage.
Oh, no.
Raw beef was stored on the same shelf as lettuce at one location the same day. So basically, if you're in Nashville at a sporting event,
you're going to get E. coli.
Go to every third location in these places.
Eat before you come.
Or that'd probably be the same.
Plenty of good restaurants in Nashville to go to beforehand.
No, there's a Mellow Mushroom right next door.
Oh, okay.
It's a great spot.
Mellow Mushroom. I would recommend, what's it called? There's a pizza place not too far from Broadway.
Pizza Hut.
Yeah, Pizza Hut, Cole. Yeah, Pizza Hut. No, it's really good. It's like an old-fashioned Neapolitan pizza type joint. I've been there like five times.
Okay.
Which I don't know why I haven't.
Did you say it's on Broadway?
It's close to Broadway.
Okay.
Hold on. I think it's called DeSanto Pizza.
I think I know what you're talking about because I went to a pizza place after Tennessee played Bowling Green in Nashville back in, what was that, 20, was that 15?
Yes.
Yeah.
DeSanto Pizza.
I think that was it.
DeSanto Pizza in Nashville. Maybe. Fantastic.
Maybe.
Cut
I can't remember.
The check.
Yeah, I'm giving the free advertising. Enough
free
of that.
Free pub.
We're up against it here, but before we go, we need to touch on the worst baseball stadium. All the Yankee haters are going to love this. Yankee Stadium is the worst.
Really?
Which was built in 2009. 79.07%. Let's look at what was going on at Yankee Stadium.
Oh, no.
Been to Yankee Stadium for a Yankees-Red Sox game. I can kind of believe it.
Yeah.
Thank goodness I didn't get food there.
I mean, New York is just a dirty city as it is.
And it really is.
It's just dirty.
I like being up there, and I hate it at the same time.
Yeah.
Really dirty.
Yeah.
Here are the issues at Yankee Stadium, though. Food handling issues. At six locations over various dates, inspectors found, quote, raw, cooked, or prepared food as adulterated, contaminated, cross-contaminated, or not discarded in accordance with proper procedures. Bad hygiene. At one concession stand, inspectors found, quote, personal cleanliness inadequate, noting an employee's outer garment was soiled with a possible contaminant, and an effective hair restraint was not worn in an area where food is prepared during an inspection in July 2016. Flies.
Gross.
Inspectors found hot food at improper temperatures, which they say below 140 degrees, and, quote, filth, flies, or food slash refuse slash sewage associated flies in food and or on non-food areas at a Legends level location, July 25th, 2017. About a month after I went there.
Gross.
Nice.
Grody.
A little protein for you.
43 outlets inspected in Yankee Stadium. 34 had high level violations.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Disgusting. SunTrust Park would never.
They would never.
Where was SunTrust Park?
Where are they, Rain?
Hey, I completely forgot about SunTrust.
Yeah, who's the number one MLB stadium?
Number one in baseball is Miller Park.
Milwaukee, 8.7%.
Really? There you go.
SunTrust on here.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they are. Oh, 33.73. Not bad, but.
Middle of the pack, yeah. Food too warm, employee eating issues, and hand washing issues.
Gross.
All these are pretty gross.
I didn't get food when I went there. It's okay.
That's right.
Did go there for a Metallica concert, not a game.
Oh, okay.
A little different. How was it? It was the greatest thing I've ever seen.
Oh,
it's
great.
It's the greatest,
greatest thing I've ever seen. It was them, Avenged Sevenfold, and Volbeat.
Okay.
I stood up for like a 10 hours straight.
Did you get in the pit?
Dude, I was.
Did you mosh?
I will show you how close I was during this break. Let's take this break here. 865-546-8200. If you had a disgusting food experience at a stadium, specifically a sports a pro sports venue, so not talking Neyland here, not talking TV, I'm talking about like Nissan Stadium, somewhere in Atlanta, Charlotte, somewhere like that. Let us know. Let us know if there's something ESPN missed here. I think this is very interesting just to see how cautious you need to be whenever you go to a sports venue, because some people just are disgusting.
Mm.
Very disgusting. Yep. I think that's an understatement.
Can confirm.
wrap up this first hour after this. Stick with us here. You're listening to Fox Sports Knoxville.
Everybody get up. It's time to slam now. We got a real jam going down. Welcome to the Space Jam. Here's your chance. Do your dance at the Space Jam. All right. All right.
Wrapping up hour number one on this Thursday edition of Overtime, 865-546-8200 to get on the program tonight. Going up and down the news here. Finished with the NFL. This little update here, man. The Eagles are royally screwed. How about this? Carson Wentz?
Yep.
His health has been in question. He's got a fractured vertebra. Now the rest of his season is in doubt for the Eagles. Rick Butler, if you're listening, I'm sure he's just thrilled.
Well, he's not the quarterback that won them the Super Bowl last year. So
that is true. That is true. Nick Foles will have to step into the saddle.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, how close are Eagles are to getting eliminated from playoff contention?
They're toeing the line.
Are they in the hunt for the wild card?
Let's see.
Look up NFL standings real quick.
Standings going
I'm going to give you this update here. This is from Adam Schefter. Schefty knows his stuff, obviously. A recent CT scan on Carson Wentz's back revealed a fractured vertebra that, if allowed time for rest, would fully heal so that there would be no further expected issues. That's good for them. However, there's going to be a continued evaluation of his back to determine whether continuing to play the season would worsen the injury. So you got that risk there of continuing to play him, making that injury worse. Got to
arrest him.
And then you worry about your future if you're the Eagles. I think you got to arrest him, man.
Got to arrest him. That's no
good. I think you have to. I mean, you just came off a Super Bowl. You don't go back-to-back. It's okay. The health issues that the Eagles have been going through and just the rest of the issues, it'll be okay they miss out.
Yeah.
It's going to be fine. They miss out and everything.
They're toeing the line of wild card contention. They're behind the Cowboys in their division. Cowboys are 8-5. Eagles are 6-7. Best wild card record after that is Seahawks at 8-5.
AFC is so much better than the NFC this year.
It really is. It's not even close. I'm just like scrolling through the NFC. Everybody sucks. They're all trash.
Still a few months away, but is it too early to predict that an AFC team will win the Super Bowl?
Saints and Rams.
Because I don't know. Like the top of the NFC is great, but like the rest of that competition, I don't know.
I don't know. The AFC side of the bracket will definitely be more fun to watch going in. But I'm not sure. I'm not sure if anybody's safe to pick for a Super Bowl yet.
Man, it's approaching, though.
I can't wait.
It's approaching. We are already less than 2 months away. Super Bowl. Up in
53.
Down in Atlanta.
Is it really?
Yeah. Down Mercedes-Benz.
Why did I think it was in Minnesota?
It was last year.
Hey. Hey, at least I'm not losing my mind.
No, you're not. That's going to do for hour number one here. Stick with us. More of Overtime coming up after this break.
Put it in your pantry with your cupcakes. It's a little secret just for Robinson.